So I'm talking to Fred Mercer. Now, you were saying you were involved in the band book.
Yes, well, I was in the band for 21 years myself. And then Mr. McGregor got a hold of me a couple of years back because I was in the band for 21 years, you know, for some of my memories and thoughts.
And what did you play in the band?
Well, I started out drummer. I went with some of the percussion instruments, glockenspiel, first pfannhorn, and French horn. And then I ended up, we changed from Queens of the Life of Canada in the 70 to the 3PBCLI, and which then I became the drum major of 3PBCLI. I always wanted to be drum or bugle major of Queen's Own, but I became drum major of PBCLI when we disbanded Queen's Own and became Patricia's. And so, like I brought up in the book about when we spent our time at Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Tattoo, and it was sort of, well, it was something in the memory that I'll never forget, because I mean, the most famous tattoo in the world, and we were a part of it. And that sort of took place in 1958 when we did the BC Centennial. And that was Colonel Vivian Dunn, who became later Sir Vivian Dunn. And he said to us, if our band ever gets to Germany, he wants to put us in the Edinburgh Tattoo. So when we went to Germany, he got a hold of us, and we finally got in the Edinburgh Tattoo, which is making history.
That's a big event.
Yeah, definitely. It's great.
So when you were working on the book, were you doing research as well?
Well, no, I was sending most of my time, like, I sent him some information. He phoned me a couple of times, and pictures, of course, sent him about everything that was going on, and it turned out pretty well.
And now that the fan book is published, is it?
Yes, yes.
And it's out now? Yeah.
And it's accurate. I would like a little more in there, mind you.
A little more?
A little more. A regular force. But it's a good book. And I'm proud to be part of it.
Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome.